With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has named Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, a son of Iran's late supreme leader, to succeed him as the Islamic Republic's next ruler. Special correspondent John Gambrill has more.
Iran has a new supreme leader. It's Mojtaba Khamenei, a son of the slain supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, whose death on February 28th in an Israeli airstrike kicked off the Israeli-American war that has spread across the wider Middle East.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters today the U.S. is hitting Iran with overwhelming force and precision.
There's not a lot of cameras down there covering what they're doing, as opposed to some of the other images that you may see from some of the cities and capitals nearby. But I want everyone to know your military is getting the job done. And every single day, this regime in Iran has less missiles, has less launchers, their factories work less, and their navy is being eviscerated. And the world is going to be a safer and a better place when this mission is accomplished.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 316 points. The NASDAQ bouncing back into positive territory. It's up by about 20. The S&P 500 down about 18. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports Uber has launched a new program to address safety concerns for women.
Uber has launched a feature that allows both women riders and drivers across the U.S. to be matched with other women for trips. That's despite an ongoing class action lawsuit against the policy in California, filed by Uber drivers who argue the policy is discriminatory against men. Women can access the option on the app called Women Drivers. Teens can also request women drivers. Uber says about one-fifth of its drivers in the U.S. are women.
That is Lisa Dwyer, and this is SRN News. New study of Generation Z. Michael Harrington has the details.
There have been reports of revival amongst America's youngest adults, but if that's true, then there apparently needs to be a corresponding surge in discipleship. According to the latest from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 1% of Gen Z has a biblical worldview. In fact, the CRC concludes that just 4% of all Americans possess a biblical worldview, and older people are much more likely than the young to have one. Michael Harrington reporting.
Cologne Cathedral, that's a famous German landmark and popular tourist destination, will start charging an admission fee to visitors as church officials struggle with rising maintenance costs. They say inflation and rising personnel costs have led to a constant increase in the price of the upkeep of the building. The gigantic twin-spire church towers over Cologne's main railway station. This is SRN News. Julie Walker reports a cable show about JFK Jr. has spurred a pop-up look-alike contest on Sunday in New York City.
A handful of JFK Jr. look-alikes showed up for a contest inspired by the popularity of the controversial series Love Story, John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette. Not all look the part exactly, but they tried to dress it, with winner Julian DeVincentis wearing workout gear, sunglasses, a backwards baseball cap, rollerblades.
I honestly didn't think I was going to win, though. I thought I was going to come in second or third, maybe. I feel like there was going to be one guy that just had to look down. I didn't even beat that many guys out. You know, very humble to be compared to such a legend.
DeVincentis walked away with a novelty check for $250, a T-shirt, and bragging rights. Julie Walker, New York.
The competition was held on Sunday in Washington Square Park as hundreds of New Yorkers gathered to crown the best JFK Jr. look-alike. More on these stories at srnnews.com.